Hello, here's your KVNF regional newscast for Monday, July 10th. As we reported on Friday's KVNF regional newscast, State Senator Don Corum is part of the ownership group of Paradox Ventures LLC, which is bringing the industrial hemp industry to Western Montrose County. The Montrose Daily Press reported that Paradox Ventures hopes to grow about 14,000 hemp plants on two different farms in Montrose County. Those plants will be processed in a new facility the group is building in Nucla. Corum said that the Nucla processing facility will employ up to 6 people. He hopes industrial hemp will bolster the economy in Montrose County, which was hurt badly when Tri-State Generation and Transmission Association said it will shutter its power plant and coal mine in Nucla. Corum, a Republican that represents District 6, which includes Montrose, faced some backlash when he announced his role in Paradox Ventures. Some critics question if serving at the State House and running a hemp operation is a conflict of interest. The senator spoke with KVNF News last week and stated clearly that he does not think there is any conflict.
Well, that's absolutely not the case because, first of all, we checked with legal counsel. And, you know, I ran bills with doctors this year concerning medical issues. I ran bills with attorneys on legal issues. I mean, we are a citizen legislature, and we do have experiences, and we do have other lives. And to be a conflict, if myself or any other senator or representative passed a piece of legislation that benefited them and them alone, that is a conflict.
But in this case, the legislation you've been working on impacts a great deal many more people than just you, is that correct?
Well, it's people all over the state of Colorado. The state of Colorado itself is affected by this because the state of Colorado, through their Agriculture Extension Service, uses Bureau of Reclamation and Water to irrigate hemp. And as one of the gentlemen from the state told one of the water companies, unless you want to talk about being in hemp of Congress, I suggest you just leave us alone.
Corum has built a reputation at the State House as a moderate Republican. He was among a group of rural Republican legislators that worked with urban Democrats last session in a coalition that passed the final budget for the year. Corum told KVNF News that he represents the diverse interests in his district.
I think I worked for my district, and you know, there's about four factions in the legislature. You have extreme left, and you have extreme right, and I was able to bring enough people to the center that we were able to get a lot of things done. So I don't consider myself a right winger, a left winger. I'm a centrist that works on practical ability and knowledge to get things done.
And here's a rundown of some stories of note from the Grand Junction Daily Sentinel here on Monday. Denver has landed the highly coveted outdoor retailer trade show. Visit Denver has booked the twice-a-year trade show starting in January of 2018. Organizers of the show agreed to move to Denver after 18 months of negotiations. The trade show called Salt Lake City home for the past 21 years. Disputes between show organizers and politicians in Utah led to the trade show seeking a new venue. Salt Lake City will lose the estimated $45 million boost to the economy that the trade show provides. An estimated 45,000 people attended the trade show when it was in Utah. The outdoor trade show will be at the Colorado Convention Center and might make use of the National Western Complex in future years. 3rd Congressional District Republican Scott Tipton will face tough competition if he chooses to run for re-election next year. State Representative Diane Mitch Bush, a Democrat from Steamboat Springs, told the Daily Sentinel that she plans to run for the seat. Tipton, from Cortez, has held the seat since 2011. He has yet to announce if he will seek re-election for a 5th term. Mitch Bush was elected to the State House in 2012. She is the chairperson of the Transportation Committee and is vice chair of the Agriculture, Livestock, and Natural Resources Committee. She worked on several key bills at the State House this past session, including one that allowed federal mineral lease districts to invest some of the royalty money they receive. Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke signed an order requiring the Bureau of Land Management to streamline its handling of drill permit applications on federal land, declaring, quote, "The war on American energy is officially over," end quote. Zinke's order is aimed at reducing the 2,802 application backlog of permits to drill. The order also aims to cut the time needed to process drill applications from an average of 257 days to the statutory maximum of 30 days. Oil and gas officials in Colorado hope that streamlining the process will make natural gas from the Piceance Basin more attractive to foreign buyers like Poland and Japan. For more on this story, Eric Galatis filed this report.
U.S. Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke signed an order yesterday opening up more public lands for drilling and mining in an effort he says is needed to tackle permitting backlogs and delays. Chris Sager with the Western Values Project warns the measure could result in less access to federal lands for other uses, including outdoor recreation. Sager believes the move is more of a favor to oil and gas companies.
There are actually not that many impediments to drilling for oil on public land in this country. What they're doing through this process is trying to create even more giveaways for the special interests that brought them to power.
The order is part of the Trump administration's push for energy dominance, which includes goals of exporting domestic fossil fuels globally. Conservation groups are concerned the policy could lead to more drilling rigs next to national parks, inside wildlife refuges, and outdoor recreation areas. The Bureau of Land Management is supposed to process drilling applications within 30 days, but according to a recent DOI review, the average wait has been over 250 days. Sager says industry claims of oppressive rules and diminished access to federal lands are overstated, and since companies aren't using millions of acres they already have under lease, he says there's no reason to hand over even more.
Most people in most walks of life kind of adhere to the principle of use it or lose it, but oil and gas companies seem to be allowed to hoard and hoard and hoard all of these permits, all of these leases without using them, and they can get away with it.
Sager points to BLM data that show with historically low gas prices, companies voluntarily passed on over 22 million acres of oil and gas leases offered for sale between 2009 and 2016. He adds almost 7,000 fewer drilling permits were requested between 2013 and 2015 than between 2007 and 2009. This is Eric Galatis reporting for the Colorado News Connection.
And that was your KVNF regional newscast for Monday. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks for listening.